Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. How you doing this morning? Are you all bundled up? Because I'm over it.
I am. I'm over it, too.
I'm over
the cold weather.
Talk, and we have our friend Jonathan, who is here with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. And I came in looking like Nanica the North already, right, with the hat and the gloves and the jacket. I mean, all this stuff. And I was telling someone, Jonathan, it's fun for about a day or two.
Right. That's it. Only if you get snow. If you get snow, it's fun for a day or two, and then it can go away. I'm ready for the sun to come back.
Me too. And
so
I'm sitting
here.
If
you have any inside remodel jobs you want us to help you with, you're welcome to give us a call.
Construction. Right. I asked him, I was like, how are you guys doing with this weather? I mean, it must be tough.
We're
being
scheduling
out there.
Siding and doors and windows for next month.
A lot of flooring contracts. Yeah. I love it. It's tough, and the elements make a difference, especially when we talk about.
It does. You know, and we talk a lot about flooring, but it's great to do interior remodeling this time of the year. Like, you know, it's hard with outside. You're putting the guys out there doing siding and windows and roofs and things like that.
Sure.
It's so cold. But any sort of interior remodeling, this is a great time to do it when everybody wants to stay inside.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about the guys going outside taking too many breaks. They're going to be inside working.
That's right. They're in the house.
Yeah, this is the perfect time of the year to schedule it.
That's funny. Well, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Jonathan Cook is our expert for flooring and construction, remodeling, any kind of redos that you might have in mind. So if you want to ask a question this morning, please text it in at 850-437-1620. So tell me a little bit about what's happening. What's your this time of year, if you're looking ahead at 2026 and you're thinking, okay, I really want to have this by summertime, or I'm thinking about adding this for the fall. Is this a time to sort of map out that project?
So. And so I do want to say that if you don't get your question on air today, so I'm the owner of Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. We've been in business here for 21 years. And you're welcome to call us at our showroom after the show, 850-332-5905, or just stop by and check us out, 9320 North Palafox Street. So looking forward to 2026, one of the things that really stands out to me is a lot of the realtors and mortgage brokers I know say it's really been picking up the last two or three weeks.
I heard that from some of our guests,
yes,
too.
Yes, they say because there's so many things looking promising with mortgages coming down the line with cheaper interest rates or portable mortgages or even longer mortgages. It might really unlock the market a lot, and the fact that you're able to move when a lot of people feel like they've been stuck in their house because they have a 2% interest rate, right? Now we might have that portable mortgage where they're able to move. So we're seeing a lot of homeowners prepare for that. People that have been sitting in their house for two or three years that want to sell their house and want to get a bigger house.
Right.
And so now they're saying, hey, you know, I might actually be able to sell my house this summer and get what I want and still have that cheap rate. And so they're starting to do things like painting and flooring and cabinets, kitchen and baths, because they want their house to be the nicest it can, because they really want to maximize that money. And I agree. I'm the same way, right?
Well,
like
and every
we're
realtor,
selling something.
Yeah, and every realtor that we have on the show talks about that first impression, the freshness, the smell. If you've had cats in your house their whole time, you really want to make sure that you've taken care of those kinds of things, and new flooring can help that.
Right. And so a lot of the realtors and mortgage brokers I talk to is not so much that they're like, oh, well, interest rates are so cheap right now, as much as they're saying, hey, we're going to see even better things this summer. We're anticipating better things. So it's a great time to go and start prepping. I know like a lot of houses I flip will take, you know, about 2 months to get it done, right? For a whole interior remodel. So now is a great time to start. And then come April, May, you're ready to go on the market.
Right.
And so I think that's really what I'm seeing come 2026 is more people starting to push into that and say, hey, I'm thinking about maybe listing my house this year. I'm thinking about maybe selling my house. What's going to give me the most bang for my buck? And,
and we're starting
to see some of that.
Very smart. And the good news is that you will come out and take a look if someone's considering a project and give them a very complete estimate.
Right. So that's the thing is we will come out and do that. And we're happy to come out. And so we do a detailed estimate line by line. But we're also happy to just come out and do a consultation too. And so maybe just come out, talk to you, and just see if you're thinking about doing something and where should you start? Because like at the end of the day, if you're going to sell your house and move, then then you don't want to do more than you have to do, right?
Right.
You don't
right.
want to spend $100,000 on if you're not going to get it back. So sometimes it's good just to start with a consultation. Or if you're somebody that just loves your home and you want to stay in it, sometimes you just want a consultation there too, because I know almost every homeowner has probably 30 projects they want to do, right? there's never yes. one thing they want to do at their house. You could go ask anybody and be like, hey, what do you like about your house? And it's never just one thing, right?
Right, right. That's right.
So it's always good just to start with a consultation. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, I'm thinking about these 15 projects, and then I can help them narrow it down to something to start
with. Well, I've confessed it before. Every time I walk into my bathroom, I'm thinking, I really want to redo this bad bathroom.
Right.
And I've talked to Jonathan about it already.
So, see, that might be the most important thing to you, but I guarantee there's five other things at your house that you
yeah.
can do.
Yeah, I was looking at the cabinets. I know, you're exactly right about that.
Because I'm that way with my house, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's always something that mm-hmm. you would, like, okay, I would do this. If I had unlimited money and time, I would do all of this to my house, you know?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're talking with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, and for sure, he has the answers to a lot of the things that you might be considering as far as projects go. They have a showroom, and that's one of the things I think is great, because you do have vinyl plank. I've learned all about luxury vinyl plank this year and the new kinds of flooring and the trends that are happening. So someone can go there and actually take a shingle or take a piece of flooring
and
match up the colors, because we talked about that a little bit.
Right, yeah, and they can actually could bring a shingle or a piece of siding or anything from the outside of the house. Believe it or not, it matters. Mm-hmm. Like, people don't think it does, but the outside of the house should flow with the inside to a certain extent.
Right.
It doesn't have to be perfectly matching, but when I'm redoing a house, I take the roof color in consideration, the shutter color, the door, the siding, things I can and can't change, or mm-hmm. things I do want to change and don't want to change, right?
Right.
Because there might be certain things in the house, like, I'm like, I love these cabinets, but they don't go with the type of flooring I usually use, but I don't want to change them, so then now I got to think of something else that goes with them. And then I'll see other things and I'm like, well, I'm going to change that anyway, so I don't care. I'm not matching anything to that, right?
Right.
So you got to look at the things like, hey, what am I going to keep? What am I going to change? What goes with it? What doesn't go with it? And so that's always a good place to start too.
All right. We're starting to get some questions coming in for you, Jonathan, this morning. The number is 850-437-1620. This is something I was thinking about. And the question is, my heating has been running nonstop the last few days. I'm sure my house is not insulated enough. Where's the most heat loss? Windows or insulation or walls? What are some things maybe I can do?
So heat rises, right? Mm-hmm. So we all know heat rises. So that's why we insulate the attic so much, because your heat's going up. Mm-hmm. So one of the easiest things to do is to insulate the attic. So that's always going to help. I would say the second most important thing is insulating the walls, which it really is, but we're not going to tear all the sheetrock off your house to re-insulate your walls, unless you're just gutting and redoing the house anyways. This is why we see so many people go to the attic to save energy there. And something you can do easily. It doesn't affect or mess up your house. It just adds to it. So secondly would be the walls, but since we probably can't get to that, then we're going to look at things like the windows, because we lose mm-hmm. a lot through the windows.
Everybody has patio doors here.
Right.
And I noticed with mine, I can just feel this. It's very subtle, but there's a little breeze coming in there and it feels cold.
And see, another thing that you can do, so if you insulated your attic, right, mm-hmm. And then you put new windows in and you really feel like the walls need it, sometimes I'll suggest maybe a new siding on the outside.
Oh.
Because we could put insulation board up and then a siding over it.
Oh, that's smart.
And so rather than gutting your house to do insulation inside, you could get insulation on the walls and then cover it with siding. And at least you're getting something for the money.
That's
because
smart.
If we go tear all the sheetrock down, insulate it, and then you're just paying for all the sheetrock that you already had, it doesn't look any different, you know? So you can always look at siding, insulating behind that, windows, mm-hmm. doors, and then the attic is the most important to start with.
Okay.
If it's off-grade, I would stay away from insulation underneath the house.
Okay.
As much as people think that helps, like I said, heat rises. We really don't need it under the house as much as people think we do.
That's interesting. Okay, the questions are really coming in now. So
I'll try to be quick.
In terms of flooring, my floors are always cold.
So are mine. So,
is there a type of flooring that's actually warmer? Which makes me laugh that we're getting these questions, because typically we're worried about the heat, you know, the fact that it's so hot. And I think it's true. A lot of Florida homes, especially here, are not really prepared for this kind of cold weather.
Also, what we see happen in a lot of the coastal areas is a lot of companies go to tile,
right?
Because it holds up to salt and water, you know, mm-hmm. humidity and things like that. But the trade-off is tile is really cold.
Right.
Now, they have strips you can put under to heat your tile, but you'd have to do that before the install. Unfortunately, if you have tile, you can cover it up with like a vinyl plank. But if you're looking for something more cozy and warm, then you need like a WCP, like something that feels more cozy and more, you know, warmer on your feet. Always carpet. Carpet's always warm, right?
Right.
Or I always tell people you can always do throw rugs. So you can do like runner rugs by your bed.
Oh, yeah, that's
because half of it, when you get out of bed, your feet are warm, but when they touch that cold floor, that's what starts getting your body cold, is the, you know, coming through your feet.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can step out of bed onto a rug, that's going to help a lot.
Okay.
So things like that.
So too. Those are some good suggestions. Paul, our friend from Blue Sky Landscaping, just texted in and he said, Jonathan did a flooring and kitchen upgrade consultation for me a few months ago. He is a great guy and has great ideas.
Well, so I appreciate that. I remember him down off Michigan.
He's been on the show before.
Yes, he's been on, and I do appreciate it. So that was a perfect case right there where he had called and said, hey, I just want to do a consultation. I'm thinking about doing some stuff. And I went out, we talked about it. And I think he's going to schedule something with us later in the year. But I gave him a lot of good information.
Excellent. You know. Okay, got another text for you. I'm in an older house with linoleum tile squares on the floor. Can you lay a new LVP floor on top of that? I'm concerned that the old tile has asbestos in it.
Right. So I do want to say, if you don't get your question on air today, you can call us afterwards, 850-332-5905. So if you have vinyl tiles, they're not going to have asbestos in them.
Okay.
None of the old vinyl tiles have asbestos. The only tile that we have to worry about with asbestos is the old VCT tile.
Mm-hmm.
And usually they're 8-inch tiles. So you can look at them and see if they're 8-inch. Most of the 12-inch didn't. I mean, there is some out there. 90% of the time when we see asbestos, it's usually an 8-inch VCT tile. It's usually colored, like the green, red, black. Those are the ones that mostly have the asbestos in them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so asbestos doesn't really harm you. It's not bad unless you disturb it, right? So if you go in there breaking all that tile up, scraping it up, then it gets into the air and the pores you breathe in is what's bad for you.
If
you cover it up, it's fine to just leave it there. Because one, the no pores can fly out if it's covered with the flooring. And demoing it will be expensive because, like I said, all those pores have to be kept under control. And there's certain companies out there that just take asbestos up. But I would just cover it up.
Okay.
Put like a nice snap and lock floating LVP over it. But 90% of the time, it's not going to be asbestos. So most likely, if it's vinyl, it's not asbestos.
Okay. So here's a kind of a long question, and I haven't had a chance to read the whole thing, so I hope it's not, objectionable.
Okay.
Okay. This is a text from one of our listeners. My wonderful brothers installed a new exterior front door for me. However, and they had not considered that I have two by 6 foot walls, and the door I liked was for a 2 by 4 foot wall.
Right.
They have packed it out on the inside. However, I'm not satisfied with this install. Do you have a very experienced carpenter that could install the door and rehang it onto the 6, 9, and 16th inch jamb and extended threshold?
Right. Obviously, you're better off just to buy a door with a 2x6 jamb. That's always going to be the better case.
I have no idea what they're talking about, this is why you're the expert.
So most interior or exterior doors come with a 2x4 jamb. They don't sell one with a 2x6 unless you special order it.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the doors will have trim on the outside. And one of the things I see a lot of people do is when they're trying to put a 2x4 door into a 2x6 wall, they're set it from the outside of the house and use the exterior trim that comes on the door. And then you have to extend the jamb inside the house. And then when you go to open and close, the latch is constantly getting hung up because you have this huge jamb
right. That
it's running over the top of. You're better off just to take the door loose and pull it all the way to the inside of the house, leave the door regular so that it opens and closes, you know, the way it's meant to, and then extend the outside of the jamb. So you can use like a 1x4 or something, put on the outside of the house, a new trim on the outside, because the outside of the jamb doesn't matter how thick it is or how far out it travels. The inside that the door swings to matters the most.
Okay.
So pull the door all the way to the inside of the house and then put trim around it and then extend the exterior portion of the jamb.
Okay.
And yes, we do. We have a great carpenter named Dallas.
So
if you ever get to meet him, he's a good guy, but he's a good carpenter.
Well, thank you to the brothers that did the initial project, but I'm thinking, Jonathan, what's your number?
Well, I'm just hoping they put it in with screws, so we can just back the screws out and move it. If they put it in with nails, we might lose the door.
That's right.
But if it's screws, we can unscrew it, hopefully move the door in.
Okay.
But yeah, you give us a call, 850-332-5905.
Okay. Another question has come in on our text line. Would more padding under the vinyl plank help to keep the heat in, or keep, I'm sorry, would more padding under the vinyl plank help to keep heat in or cool in the summer? My hardwood floors don't seem to.
Right. Okay, so a couple things there I hear in that question. One, I get that a lot. A lot of people ask if more padding will help. And as much as padding is very important for floors, and all of ours comes with pad attached to the back of it, you don't want too much pad, because too much pad will ruin the floor. Because every time you step on a floor and it's got pad under it, that flooring gives a little bit. Oh. And if you have too much pad, and so every time you step on the joint gives and gives until it breaks the lock. It should not be able to go down, like, you know, push down too far and back up, because it will break the lock. So like a 1.5 attached pad to the back of it's really good and will help keep it warmer. But if you put two layers of it on there, you actually could ruin the floor over time. Wow. Just walking on it and putting a lot of wear and tear on your locking system, especially if it's like a uniclick locking system. The second part to that question, they said they have hardwood floors. Anytime you go over a hardwood floor, you need a WCP product. So you cannot just put any vinyl plank on there. So you need a 6.5 WCP vinyl plank with an attached pad, nothing more.
Okay. All right. Great information. We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. The person whose question that you just answered about the door sent texted back and said, exactly. Unfortunately, they packed it out on the inside.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the problem. And what happens is the shaft catches up. I see it a lot because most doors come with exterior trim and they don't come with interior. And so they want to use that exterior trim and just stick it to the wall. And the reality is, if you take that off and pull the door all the way to the inside of the house, the outside jamb really doesn't matter. We can extend it 10 inches if we have to, because the door doesn't open and close, so it doesn't affect the, you know, function of the door, right?
Right.
So that's what really needs to happen. It needs to be pulled to the inside and extend the outside jamb.
Okay. If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert this morning is Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. If you've got a question or a comment, 850-437-1620. They've definitely been rolling in this morning, so that's good.
No, I like it because, you know, I always come on, I'm like, I'm going to talk about this or that, right? But I like to hear what other people want to talk about.
Yeah.
Because then the questions, and it's like, okay, that's what we're talking about today. So I'm always happy to answer questions. So I like that. So.
Well, I think it's great, and we're getting lots of good information. Again, that number is 850-437-1620. So talk a little bit about your showroom and how people can take advantage of that and where you're located, because someone may have just joined us and wondering where you're located.
So we're located on Palo Fox Street, and every time I say that to people, they always assume we're downtown. Like, they're like, Palo Fox Street, we're downtown, right? No, we're on Ensley. So we're in Ensley up off 9 Mile. So right there at Palo Fox and 9 Mile. And actually, we picked that location. So it wasn't just, you know, the only building we found. We wanted to be on that side of town because I feel like you have a lot of flooring stores closer to downtown. And you don't have much out towards the Cantonment Ensley area. And so that's why we had, you know, wanted to be there. But right there, one block off 9 Mile, right across, I think it's Tractor Supply there across from us, like King's Buffet Tractor Supply right across from us. But old Palo Fox and 9 Mile, and you'll find us right there. 9320 North Palo Fox.
When are you open for folks to come in?
So we're open Monday through Saturday, every day but Sunday, so 9 to 4. And we're available anytime by appointment. So if you don't get off work until 4 o'clock, all you have to do is call the store ahead of time and say, hey, I'm coming in at 4:30, and we will be there to meet you.
Excellent.
And we don't mind at all. So we're hanging around. We find most people are done shopping with us anyways at 4:30. You know, we don't really get no foot traffic, so we close then. But if anybody calls, then we're hanging around. We're waiting till 5 or 5:30. Just you tell us when you're going to be there, and we can make it work for you. And we don't, like I said, we don't mind that at all. So, and then you can always just call us and schedule that at 850-332-5905. And then just come by and check some samples out, right? So I go out to do estimates every Tuesday and Thursday. And I tell you, the people that come by the store and schedule the estimate, I can always tell because they have samples at their house. They've picked something out. They know what they want, right?
Yeah.
If I show up to do an estimate and you haven't been there and you haven't picked any samples out, I can still do an estimate, but then we just kind of have to guess at what you're going to want.
You're kind of backpedaling because you got to go back and do that research.
Right. So so it's always nice when you come by and pick some samples up, take them home, look at them. And then the good thing is I can pick them up, take them back to the store for you. When I'm doing the estimate, I'll just load them up and take them back and save give you a trip. So that's always nice too.
Okay. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. You've got a guest here in the studio who's made it very clear she does not want to go on the air. But I'm going to get you.
She's riding with me this morning.
Yeah. And who would that be? You want to introduce your guest?
So this is Sherry. She runs her office up there.
Yes. You're playing an important role, Sherry, with this company, don't you?
She does. She runs the office. She's one that does all the scheduling, collecting the money, stuff like that. So 9 out of 10 times, if you go to the store, Sherry's going to be the one you see.
Well, it's great to have you here this morning, Sherry. I put her on the spot.
Thank you.
Well, it's a family-owned business, and you've been in business 20 years?
21 years.
21 years.
Since 2005.
That's amazing.
So I'm still waiting to see which of my three kids are going to take over it. I don't know yet.
Well, Andrew was talking about Legos this morning on the morning show. Right. So have you got them working on the Legos already, doing a little construction?
No, they're older than that. My oldest is in college.
Get out of here. You look like you're barely out of college.
But he's in college going to be an engineer.
Oh, no kidding. Right, yeah. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, at first I wanted him to take over the flooring store. Then he said he wanted to be an engineer. I was like, okay, never mind. Just going to be an engineer then.
Well, construction engineering, you know.
Yeah, I could actually use a really good civil engineer.
Yeah, why not?
So I'm hoping he gets that done and gets that behind him. And then our daughter wants to be a dentist. I don't know where these kids get all this from.
Wow.
Not from me.
I work
with my hands. But
I love it.
But our daughter wants to be a dentist. And then our youngest, we don't know yet. He's between like a soldier or a Chick-fil-A worker. So I don't know. Those are his two options. He's going back and forth.
Well, there'll be something in that, I'm sure. There'll be some discovery, right?
Right.
Well, it's a family-run business, and you've been here in this community for a long time. And that makes a big difference when it comes to, this is an interesting place to live because you've got the beach, you've got the downtown, which is full of all these historic homes, you have homes that have been built brand new, then you have up in Cantonment, a whole different kind of...
It really is.
So you've got to be very talented and very able to figure out and adapt to every specific situation, right?
And depending on where you're at, I mean, whether you're in Cantonment out there or the beach, I mean, you're looking
at...
Very different. Very different materials you want to use, different kind of siding you want to use. Like anything out there on the beach, we really want or the coastal areas. I say coastal because it's not just the beach, right? We have a lot of water, like all down Scenic Highway and Second Street, Navy Point.
You really
want something that holds up to that salt water. So you're looking at more like a hardy board siding, things like that that's going to hold up. But like if you're in Cantonment, you might be happy with just a nice vinyl siding, which is going to be a lot cheaper. And the same thing goes for the flooring. Like we've gotten away from selling bamboo down here.
You mentioned that last time, which is interesting because that's been very popular, right?
It is. And it was popular for a long time, but we find the humidity and the salt, it just doesn't hold up to it. So especially, bamboo looks so coastal, right? So you assume you want that on our coastal areas.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is that's the worst place to put it
because
it just doesn't hold up to the moisture.
You think Jamaica and places like that with the bamboo.
You have so many people like out on the water and they will get like tile and they think bamboo, but like most of our suppliers won't even let us sell it to like condos.
Interesting.
If you live in a condo, you're not getting bamboo.
That's interesting.
And if they do, they won't warranty it.
That's very
interesting. So it really does matter. It matters to have somebody that's been around for a long time. And I'm not saying that I know everything, but I just have been doing it for a while. So
it's experience.
A lot of it is experience, right? So a lot of times I'll run across something, I'd be like, I know this because I messed up and did it differently like 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
And so that's what you're paying for. You're paying for that experience.
Mm-hmm. And you have a team of people that, and what I love is how you have different people that are very specialized in the different things that they do.
Yeah. And they're very experienced in the things they do. Nobody that's working with us is new at what they're doing. I mean, they've all been doing it for a while. Now they might all jump in and help somebody else with their job, but for what they do and what they work on, they've all been doing it for quite a while. So we got a pretty good team we've built over a long period of time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Got about a minute left. Anything you want to mention before we go?
Just come check our showroom out. So we actually started carrying shoe molding.
Now, what is that?
So shoe molding is like the trim that you put around the floor.
Oh, okay.
And then plastic. So a 6 mil plastic moisture barrier and floor patch. These are items we were just ordering in for ourselves. But I've noticed some of the big box stores have gotten so expensive that I was like, hey, we should order them in and start, sell them to other installers. So if you're a flooring installer out there, you can buy your material from us, but you can also buy like your shoe molding, your moisture barrier, and your floor patch, and we can get you a much better deal than you're paying locally at a retail price.
Okay, we got one more question we're going to try to squeeze in here. Is there a best local company to replace subfloor?
Jonathan's.
You're talking to him.
850-332-5905.
I promise that wasn't. I didn't make that question. No,
we really do a lot of subfloor. In fact, the difference is, and not to gloat about us, but we're also general contractors and flooring. And so a lot of other stores will send their subflooring to us because we're also general contractors and we can take care of the floor joists and the plywood.
Okay, excellent. Thanks everybody that sent in your text, your number one more time, and your website.
All right, so it's Jonathan's Flooring, 9320 North Palafox Street, 850-332-5905. And I'll be back next Wednesday.
All right. Thanks so much, Jonathan, Sherry, everybody. We appreciate all that you do with Jonathan's Construction Flooring for Pensacola. This is Pep Talk.